not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away. A sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. My faith would lay its hand on that dear head divine. As penitently here I stand, confessing guilt is mine. My soul looks back to see the burden you did bear when hanging on the cursed tree. I know my guilt was there. Believing, we rejoice to see the curse removed. We bless the Lamb with cheerful voice and sing his bleeding love.
Page 208, the Order of Matins. We stand. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. The Lord has redeemed his people. O come, let us worship him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in his hand, the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has redeemed his people. O come, let us worship him. Hymn 212. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, ever present, help in need, praised by all the heavenly host. Holy made his love enfolds, all creation he upholds. We all believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Mary's Son, who descended from his throne, and for us salvation won. By whose cross and death are we rescued from all misery. We all confess the Holy Ghost, who from both in truth proceeds, who sustains and comforts us in all trials, fears, and needs. Blessed and holy Trinity, praise forever yours shall be.
You may be seated. The psalmody is inside your white bulletin. Begin with Psalm 25. We chant all of it responsibly. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let me return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Instead, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause.
Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day.
Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving
not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in the way.
The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way.
All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and gives us immortalities.
For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth.
The secret of the Lord is great, those who fear him.
forever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net.
Turn us unto me, and have mercy for me, for I am desolate and afflicted.
The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses.
Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins.
Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred.
Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you.
Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles.
Glory
be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. So rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness.
Psalm 6.
Share your bread with the hungry. Bring to your house the poor who are cast off. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily.
And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your regard.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled.
My soul also is greatly troubled, but you, O Lord, how long?
Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake.
For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks?
I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim, I drench my couch with my tears.
My eye wastes away because of grief, it grows old because of all my enemies.
Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping.
The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer.
Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Share your bread with the hungry. Bring to your house the poor who are cast out.
When you see the meager covered here, do not hide yourself from your own flesh.
Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily.
And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your dear God.
Psalm 91.
But rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you. A treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches, nor moth destroys.
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence.
He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His sword shall be your shield and buckler.
You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day,
nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday.
A thousand may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you.
Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked.
Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place.
Though he goes away for you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling.
For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. Shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
With long life I will satisfy him, and shall bring my salvation.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. But rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you.
So would you fall and give alms, provide yourselves money bags, which do not grow old.
A treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches, nor moth destroys.
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
The epistle for Ember Friday is from the 18th chapter of Ezekiel. The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. But if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keeps all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him. Because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live. Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord, and not that he should turn from his ways and live? But when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, because of the unfaithfulness of which he is guilty and the sin which he has committed, because of them he shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is it not my way which is fair, and your ways which are not fair? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and dies in it, it is because of the iniquity which he has done that he dies. Again, when a wicked man turns away from the wickedness which he committed, and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive, because he considers and turns away from all the transgressions which he committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. This is the word of the Lord. The Gospel is from St. John, the 5th chapter. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water, and then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked, and that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, it is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus found in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. This is the Gospel. The response is page 212. We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered unto death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is put away.
He was delivered unto death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
Page 301. The Apostles' Creed, our catechism reading. We use the second and third article today. The second article on redemption. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver,
but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent
suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, this is most certainly true. The third article, Sanctification. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead, and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. We learned on Wednesday that in the first article of the Creed, a great light shines into your heart to teach you that you are God's creation, his handiwork, and his workmanship. Though we are made from dust, we were wonderfully made in his image, and he has continued to shower his love upon us. You are to consider yourself one of God's creatures and not doubt it. In the second article of redemption, a second great light shines forth and teaches us how God's Son, Jesus Christ, has redeemed us from death. Though through Adam's fall, death had become our lot, and in which we would have perished eternally. So just as in the first article, so now you must think of yourself as one of the redeemed, and never doubt that. We may wish to emphasize in the second article, above all things like, I believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Emphasize that word. You see that he suffered for us. He died for us. He arose for us. All this is ours, and it pertains to us. The us includes yourself, as the Word of God declares. Galatians 3, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. So the first response to this revelatory light of salvation that is found in God's Word is none other than faith. Faith takes this salvation and applies it to itself. Faith receives the gift. In John 11, Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. He asked her, do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who is to come into the world. Second, we are to sincerely be grateful for such a salvific and gracious gift. We must learn to rejoice in our salvation and to live lives of thankfulness. St. Paul speaks about our joy and the resulting fruits of faith and thanksgiving in Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. And so we continue today with much gratitude for his grace as we learn to live and rejoice in his salvation. Thirdly, however, we also sorrowfully lament and confess our wicked unbelief, the mistrust of the gift of salvation. Oh, what sinful thoughts come to mind, the selfish and covetous thoughts, the lustful and wicked desires. There is then the lack of praying, the omission of love towards the neighbor. And to add to that, the times when we outright question our salvation, maybe even the existence of God. And so St. Paul warns us against these things. Hebrews 3, Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. And so when we see these things, we cry out, as in Mark 9, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Fourth, we need to pray. Pray that God will preserve us from this time forth, even unto the end, in true and pure faith in Christ our Lord. And I say, how does he do that? Well, he does that by means of the Holy Spirit, who continues to lead us into the Word. In the third article of sanctification, God's third great light teaches us that where such a Creator and Redeemer may be found, and where he is plainly encountered in this world, and what this will all come to in the end. Now, much more could be said about this, but kind of a summary of it would be this. Where the Holy Christian Church exists, there we can find God the Creator, God the Redeemer, God the Holy Spirit. The Creed teaches us that the Holy Spirit daily sanctifies us through the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Thus, where the church exists, there we find the Word of God, the Word of God concerning such faith, and that Word is rightly preached and confessed. And so here, in the third article, we have an occasion to ponder long upon all those things which the Holy Spirit accomplishes in the church every day. The Holy Spirit works in our divine services and prayer services, in the preaching and administration of the sacraments. He works through the teaching of the Word and in our catechesis. Ephesians 2. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. You see, that same Spirit which works in his church works also through his believers, that is, in and through those who are the church. You too, having heard the Word of God, are to speak forth the Word of God as you have been taught it. So 1 Peter 3, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And let us be thankful that we have been called and we have come into such a church. Colossians 4 exhorts us, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the Word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains. So prayer, pray for us, he said, prayer for a true and steadfast faith, that we too would remain and endure and would come to that place in the end where all comes, it is beyond the resurrection from the dead, even unto life eternal. So Philippians 1, 3-6. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for all of you with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he has begun a good work in you, will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The Benedictus on page 217. We stand.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to them who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Be kind to your people, Lord. You are inspiring a sincere devotion in them. Be so good as to help them in their wretchedness. This we ask of you through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you most humble and hearty thanks that you have given your only begotten Son to bear our sins, to make atonement for us on the cross. And we pray you, give us grace to put our whole trust in your redeeming love, and grant that our faith in you may be strengthened, our souls comforted, that we may be able to resist all assaults of sin. Protect us against the devices of the evil one. In all temptations, keep us by your Holy Spirit, and help us to walk according to your word, that being guarded and defended by your mighty power, we may never depart from your ways, and in the end be saved by your grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning, and you, though we in no wise deserve your goodness, abundantly provide for all our wants of body and soul. Give us, we humbly pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness towards us, give thanks for all your benefits, and cheerfully serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings being ordered by your governance may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.